Are you allowing yourself and trusting yourself enough to take fast action without making it such a big deal that you end up burning out?
Hey there, Izzy, and thanks for tuning in. I'm Nick O'Brien, the host and creator of the Hostery Podcast, where we dive into the art of the podcasting medium and deeply explore the journeys of those who have mastered it. And this episode is made specifically for you. Yeah, that's right. You're the only audience that we've made this episode for. So regardless of the episode's call to action, my hope is that you enjoy a listening experience that's custom crafted for the soul behind the Indie Spunk podcast. So when I started to dive into your work, I wanted to look at some of the most insightful moments on the show. So let's begin with a few from one of your introductory journey reflection episodes.
I am built for more than just waiting to be validated, waiting to be chosen. Making your own work, it is a way for people to see you and understand you in a different light. And it's really a radical act of putting yourself out there and saying, hey, this is what I'm about. I realize, like, what we need as creators is mentorship, is guidance, is, you know, another perspective and honest feedback.
Now, to me, these moments not only exemplify your purpose in the world, but more specifically, your purpose with the podcast. Now, as a recovering on-air TV sports talent myself, I've been around a fair share of folks who are completely different when the mics and cameras are off. But everything I've researched on you, combined with the rawness and authenticity on the podcast, gives me the impression that you are exactly who you say you are in every aspect of your life and business, whether it's being recorded or not. And that's fucking cool. Something I've noticed when listening to your episodes is that you're consistently making comments that seem to hit me with the slap in the face that I've been silently giving myself for days, weeks, or even longer. I'll just be enjoying my morning routine of mindlessly tidying up the kitchen while catching up on Indie Spunk, and then you say something like,
the thing that you don't want to do is the thing that you need to do in order to stand out to the people that you actually want to work with.
I mean, come on, Izzy. It's like you're in my head. And I want to know how the hell you got in there without me knowing. Jokes aside, it's clear, and like I said before, very fucking cool, that authenticity and trusting your inner intelligence is at the heart of your work and your life, which has also been a focus of mine for the past several months as I progress through the growing pains of not only accepting and grounding myself in the value of who I am and how I be, but also the resistance I feel to fully leaning into the notion that my value isn't for everyone. Well, yet again, you've not only touched on that in an Indie Spunk episode, you've put the episode into the world at the exact fucking time I needed to hear it.
If you're not into it, if you're not into what I have to say, if you don't like me, if you don't like what I have to say, that is completely okay, and here's the door. We're not here for everyone. We're here for the right people.
Yep, that's right. I'm also here for the right people, and the Hostery is here for the right podcast hosts. And you, Izzy, are not only the right host, you're the absolute best human to have on as the first guest of the Hostery. These insights into your work have been enlightening, and they form just the beginning of what I know could be a very engaging conversation. So I invite you, Izzy, please, would you come on to the Hostery show and allow us to dive into your art, your mastery of the podcasting medium as a vehicle, as a conduit, as a platform, and as a messaging system for the work that you do and the life that you live and the human creative that you are. Until then, keep inspiring and shaping this world one Indie Spunk episode at a time. Thanks for considering, Izzy. I hope to be speaking with you again very soon.